are listening to an unpopular podcast.
Welcome to another sitting of the Thing Committee, Australia's definitive authority on things. Introducing your hosts, Josh Withers and Steve Malk.
Come one, come all, the Thing Committee has again formed a session. We are coming together to decide and discuss what are and are not things. We are, and I'm Steve Malk, today your host. I'm Joshless. Well, Josh Withersless, but I have managed to find myself another Josh. Importantly, someone who fits the bill simply because they're called Josh, Mr. Josh Earl. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
It's wonderful to see us. Applause is appropriate.
Hey, I'll call myself. Yay. Sound like there's more people here.
It's lovely to see you.
It's good, yeah. It's, we only know each other through the Twitterverse, and so it's nice to meet.
What do you say?
In the face. It's good.
Meet in the face.
Yeah. That's how I meet people.
Is that what they call it now?
I meet people in the face.
Some of those clubs where you do things in the face.
It's a great website.
Yeah.
But thank you.
That's all right.
I look forward to you taking on the role of the usual Josh,
yes.
Where at some point seamlessly in the podcast you will bring in some anecdote about your wife, Britt,
okay.
And you will discuss how people may not know, but that you're a wedding celebrant.
All right.
Okay, so just keep those two in your back pocket.
Done.
That's going to be helpful.
Done.
Joining Josh and I on the Thing Committee podcast is the extremely lovely Natalie Gronzi. Hello.
Woo!
Nat.
I'm going to applaud myself.
Yeah, always.
Great me.
If we didn't applaud ourselves, Nat, what would happen to life?
Well, my wife, Britt, would have probably applauded me.
Oh!
Firstly, what I didn't know.
Stealing my gear already.
Yeah, got to get it fast.
There are no rules, but really, wow.
There are no rules, but I must say, I've already played footsies twice with Josh under the table. I'm a bit nervous.
Weird.
I'm swinging my legs like a girl.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah.
And that's it. Big glass of tears next to Josh.
Aww.
The final and fourth committee member for today, the effervescent, completely gorgeous Bron Robinson. Hello.
Hi.
Yay.
Yay, I'll clap myself because that's what we do, right?
Yeah. I clap myself because that's what I did at university, and that girl, she's a bitch.
There's always one, right?
Yeah.
Might have been me.
No, did you go to QUT in Brisbane?
No.
Then no, it's not you.
Okay, phew. I was probably called a bitch, though. I still am.
You are not. Oprah says you are not bitch. You are beautiful. You are just a powerful woman.
Thank you. Tear shed.
And depending on who you read on the internet these days, you are strong and fuck the man that holds you down.
Who says that?
Well, the feminist people.
That's not on RedTube.
Well, it is. Depends on which channel you're watching that, I think.
Put on That's a strap on and away you go.
Yay!
No.
People, we are here because, look, it's a burden placed on our shoulders by society. We have to decide on things.
We're good people.
We are good people.
Yeah.
I think we're certainly the best that we could find.
Exactly.
The time slot and demographic of
what
I needed.
We're people. Goods really just,
yeah,
we don't really know each other.
We get to say our favourite word.
Yes, we do. Like flower.
It's lovely, isn't it?
She looked at me and just went,
cauliflower.
Like, come on. Carney Linguist and Michael Douglas. That's what she was going to.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
It is the stupidest thing.
Come out and said, I got cancer because I went down on my wife a lot.
Was he being facetious, do you think?
His wife.
Josh just looks shell-shocked at this point. What have I gotten myself into?
My wife. Anyway, Yeah, but a doctor's come out and said, yeah, it's
legit.
Yeah, it's a legitimate thing.
I actually haven't read into it that much, but did you find out if it's in reverse? Like if you blow too many dudes, do women get throat cancer?
You're just a winner.
Or do they just cop it a lot in the face?
I believe so, actually. Apart from all the funniness about jizz, you can, if a gentleman, because guys carry it, mm-hmm. isn't that part of the deal?
Yeah.
If you are too big on in your throat,
on the doodle,
your guy or girl doing the sucking can pick up HPV and your throat.
And it gets stuck in your throat. Yeah. It's like you got a beard, though.
Yeah, because that'll stop everything.
It definitely does.
It's certainly sexual intercourse. This beard stops a lot of things. Oh, my stomach stops the sexual intercourse.
Well, vaginas are going to come with warnings now, like the cigarette packets, you think?
Oh, my God.
Brian, put Brian on your vagina. You know Brian on the cigarette packets? Have you seen him?
But didn't he die of AIDS? And there's a big controversy about that.
Because he died of AIDS and not of smoking-related illness.
Yeah.
If I had AIDS, I'd be fucking smoking and in the arm, everything, man.
So would I.
I can't believe how long have we been talking?
Yeah, like five minutes.
This is what I'd be doing.
It's already gone down this path.
5 minutes we've covered cancer and AIDS. So,
and said the word cunt.
So, psoriasis, you're next.
This is getting out of control. You can see why I don't normally host. I'm told, let's talk about stupid shit. No, Steve, keep it together.
You took it classy, though. You said, no, hang on a minute. Maybe you can get cancer.
Because I believe we can be fucking stupid and learn at the same time.
The best way.
You are so inspiring.
I am. Wait until my self-help book comes out. How to Stop Getting AIDS by Steve the Fat Prick. It works. I am a walking contraceptive. So, while that awkward pause happened, I think it's a great time for us to dive in. You ready to decide on some things?
Yes.
People? Let's do some things.
Yes. Do you mind if I start? Just to warm us up.
Go
get
for
us
it.
Into the feel. Mm. I've noticed of late that, we don't have a lot of the child stars going around. Not like we used to. If we think back to the 80s, you know, where we had your little black kid that played...
Webster.
Well, not only him.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, the guy that played, what you're talking about, Willis guy on Different Strokes.
Arnold,
Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I'm mind blank.
Embarrassed.
It is shocking. But all of the other kids in that, the Brady Bunch kids.
Olsen twins.
Yeah. We've got the
Cosby kids, Rudy.
Cosby. Yeah.
And then she got old, so they brought in someone even newer and fresher.
Cute Rudy.
Even Happy Days had like a cousin, young kid.
Joanie, though, was young for heaps of it.
Yes, she was. She grew up in front of our very eyes. All these child stars. We don't see a lot of that these days.
No.
I mean, we can think of, say, Modern Family, where by its very nature, they have kids on the show.
Yeah.
They're stars, very much so stars now.
But we don't know. Do you know their actual names in real life?
Ariel Winter is the middle girl.
Oh, holy shit. That was
Nathan
awesome.
Gould is the son.
He's in the same
family.
Yeah, he's the best.
I am paying pub trivia with you later.
But now you say that. It's over.
Yep.
I think the baby that Ed O'Neill and Sofia Vergara have had is called Jeff, and his brother is called, I want to say Frank, but that's probably both wrong. So if I sound confident, it's going to
work.
Do you
know
what?
Right? I would believe you because I've never seen an episode.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it or just don't care?
Just don't care. Haven't seen Friends either.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How have you not seen
that? That's a lot of television that is, some people would consider definitive to their life story.
Yeah, just, I'm like, I don't need people
to. Hang on a minute. That's actually really sad. If you have missed a TV series and it's definitive to your life story, you're just doing life wrong.
True. It's not me. There are people that would go Friends is an important part of their life in that it, you know, I remember watching Friends with my girlfriend. She's now my wife. That kind of stuff.
So, like, in the way, 10 years ago, we used to say it's the soundtrack to your life. Now it's like the DVD box set.
The torrenting of your life.
The box set to your life. Yeah.
Nice one. All right.
We can take that offline, Brian. I'm amazed. Good on you. It's not a judgment.
Didn't think that would appeal to me, so I never watched it.
Loser.
Who wants Friends?
Turn the mic off.
I'll just yell for the rest of the episode. So in all of this, there's not very many shows these days that have kids that are so important to the story that we would consider them stars. Tons back in the 80s and 90s.
I have to disagree with you, if I may.
A child star's a thing is my thing.
And this is coming from someone who, sorry, by the way, writes their own TV for their TV website and everything, and I don't have a TV. So let me disagree with you from a point of
authority. No, look, I'm ready to totally, I'll just check Google.
But the reason I say that is because from what I'm aware of that happens on the telly box these days, is it, kids' TV is pretty much solely on kids' channels now.
There's lots of that.
There's lots of all the iCarlys or that's really dedicated kids' TV
watching.
MI High,
Splatterlot, you name it. There's television for kids.
Are they real shows?
Total. I just gave you two.
Are they really?
Live action acted kids' shows. MI High, as in it's a play on words because it's a high school where a couple of the kids are spies in it, like MI9 or MI5, whatever it's called.
Oh, I thought you were saying MI as in have I smoked too much? MI High?
That's more of a
never too high.
We give kids cookies and some of the placebo cookies and some aren't. And then we put them in a room and we put on, you know, lava lamps. Who's high?
Cookies, you say?
Yeah. Brownies? Is that how it works?
I'll take it where I'm just, you intrigue me with cookies.
So, you know, that TV show appealed to me.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Drug kids.
Winner.
Nice.
Speaks to my childhood. Not that I was a druggo.
No. But seriously, though, kids, TV seems to be really, I think just TV's become really slick. Mm. And now networks really aim at certain demographics for certain shows.
Yeah.
When I
was growing up,
yeah,
like primetime TV, like your 7:30, your 8 o'clock was TV shows like Family Matters.
Mm.
That was prime.
Steve Urkel.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine that being like 7:30 now? Like no one would watch. Like it's just gone so.
What is this shit? Is the
yeah,
first
exactly.
question.
Yeah, exactly. That's it's now like 7:30. That's
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. How did that get made?
Adult TV now starts from 7 o'clock.
Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that people's homes then only had one TV, so it had to be family viewing. Now each home has 2, 3, 4 laptops, and so everyone goes and watches their own shows. Adults go and watch, you know, Thrones and fantasize about incest, and kids go and flick it to Bieber or Miley
Cyrus.
Or
just sit there and be flicking it
at the time.
Yeah, flick the Bieber.
Yeah. Why not?
Bieber.
Sorry. I got to turn my headphones up.
Bron, you have a checkered television past. Everyone does. Everyone watches different things. Were you ever, as a younger girl, infatuated with some boy that you saw on television, whether it was Michael J. Fox or someone?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman?
See, not even anyone remotely famous, I don't think. It was a boy off Baywatch.
No, the television.
Billy Warlock.
Billy nice. Warlock.
Oh, the short
That's a good
ass.
Name.
Yeah, exactly.
The short ass brunette.
Yeah, there
nothing
was probably
wrong with being short.
Oh, no, nothing.
Jeez.
Sorry. I'm just going to go and shove my. I'm just going to Jim Henson myself down the throat.
I'm not sure where that was going, but I'm glad it ended there.
Billy Warlock. Yeah, I know. Google him. It's horrible.
No, I will, but
I'm
just...
It's just disgusting.
What? No, it's not. What made you get all fluttery in the butterflies?
Only because he was my brother's best friend lookalike.
Oh, wow.
And I had an infatuation by him. I think, you know, all girls had, you know, someone older.
Yeah, he was there,
whatever. But I was, I wasn't infatuated by anybody other than that in TV or, you know, Hollywood or anything. It was more the heavy metal kind of scene. Mm. So I was like, oh, my God, what was his name? Blackie Lawless and stuff like that.
There's not a lot of child stars in any of Metallica's past albums.
So
but
I was
early
always...
Metallica, they were young. Let's be fair. They were young dudes.
And long hair.
Lars was
long
a child hair. Tennis star, though.
He was?
Not a TV star. So that's...
Really?
That's
some... Thank you,
you
for digging
something
out of that.
Yeah. Did you have a thing for Lars Ulrich?
No. I just know that he was a tennis star because I like making fun of him.
Yeah, and it's easy too.
Yeah.
Because that headband, we had tennis headband.
Yeah,
he
had
headphones.
So many headbands. Yeah.
That's just...
so
wow.
many headbands for his tennis days.
How retarded do you have to be?
Oh, Lars.
Why have you got a thing for Lars?
No, I just...
we will have by the end of the podcast.
A very boring story. I just had to do some research on him for a joke, and I found out that he was a tennis prodigy as a kid, and his dad was a tennis coach.
Really?
Yeah, wow. and I just watched Some Kind of Monster, and he was wearing headbands in that all the time.
How
and so
good
it was
is
like,
that?
That is such an intense documentary.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, it stunned me the first time I saw that. Not only for the dollars that are just casually tossed around in replacing Jason Newsted, but the guy that they're sitting down and say, we'd like to have you coming in, and we want to give you a $1 million signing bonus. Reasonably, he loses his shit.
Yeah.
Mm. They would be wiping parts of me off the rest of that building. But
yeah. The other great thing is how the therapist, by the end of it, believes he's a part of the band.
Yeah. He's riding
awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You're not in the band. Yeah. It's so amazing.
Good. Yeah, if you have not seen Some Kind of Monster, guys, find that on YouTube. It's going to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
There was a crew of, when I lived in Queensland for a very long time, and there was a crew of us that used to get together every Friday at about 3, and we'd start having some beers and put that on every single week.
Wow.
A lot of them were musos, but we'd sit down every single week and just piss ourselves laughing. Like just doing quotes and, you know, who's who this week and people would get dressed up. It was awesome. It's brilliant. If you haven't seen it,
it's the new Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the new Rocky Horror.
And the songs are better.
Well, definitely. Though they did then go into that country album.
No, it's when they were doing St. Anger. So it's not, actually better.
It ended with the film clip for St. Anger. They were making it, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Metallica was so confusing for me as a child because I was such a nice Christian upbringing and sort of the hardest music that I listened to was something on AM radio that sounded like Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's and then a friend of mine that I was in the school football team with said, you need to listen to this.
Yeah.
And he put in Master of Puppets in his car.
Mind blown.
And didn't let me out of the car until we'd heard the whole album. We're driving around the Sunshine Coast. And, mind blown.
Cranking it Nambour. Just Master of Puppets.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's funny when you hear music that scares you. Like,
me.
I was very young, but do you know from the song from Ferris Bueller, that bomb, bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, that scared the crap out of me. That song, just bomb, bomb. And I'm like, oh, no! It's coming!
Yeah. The Chicago. Like,
yeah, 7 years old, my brother would just put it on. Boom, boom. Oh. Yeah.
It's only because your parents used to put it on at night. So go to sleep, Josh. We want to have special times. Boom,
boom, boom. So if today, were you lulled into a nice, comfortable slumber and someone just cranked it really loudly in the house, would you regress?
I would still feel a little bit weird, like that feeling when you're like... Yeah, eat foil or something like that. Yeah, just
20 cents to 5 cents.
Clinch.
But I'm working my way through it. It's going to be good.
No. Did you have a child star that maybe was an infatuation for you, Josh, other than the Durham Bomb Bomb guy?
Oh, no. What did I? No, I wasn't. I had a big Kylie Minogue thing. I liked her.
Neighbours?
Neighbours, yeah. Neighbours and then.
Child star.
So 88, and then she was doing that was when she was. You know, doing Locomotion, I Should Be So Lucky, all that kind of stuff. She just didn't be everywhere. And so I was the only boy in my year that liked Kylie Minogue.
What did everyone else like? Who did everyone else like?
Oh, probably Mark Jacko Jackson. I'm an individual. I don't know. I grew up in a small town.
George Smilovich.
Yeah.
All the good comedy classics.
Yeah.
Warwick Kappa, Anyone But Me. What was his one? Was that what it was?
Oh, I think
there
so.
There we go.
That was horrible. That was horrible. I like Warwick. That was horrible. Mm.
He's horrible.
Do you have first-hand experience of Warwick?
Yeah, he's a dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a massive fight. We had to have security separate us backstage at a TV show. Yeah.
That doesn't stop there. Keep talking.
Everyone be quiet.
Pulling close.
Now, what was the name of... Pulling close. Yes, Daddy. What was the show? I don't even remember what it's called now.
Celebrity Bingo.
No, the ones where they got a whole lot of Q-grade celebrities and dressed us up like in scuba outfits and the wall came
out. Hole in the wall.
Hole in the wall.
So
I was team captain for one team and he was team captain for another team.
On a night,
on one of the nights.
Yes.
And he was sitting backstage and, of course, because it being a prime time, one of those cheesy shows, they had hired a whole lot of, you know, those...
Fluffers.
Model girls just hang around as if they were, you know, working at a lifeguard at a pool. So they stand around with their big racks out backstage waiting. Someone's warming up the crowd.
Yeah.
And he starts being really horrible. Like, just him.
No, hey, look. Are you going to suggest that a faded AFL star from the 80s who was famous for playing okay football and wearing really tight shorts was horrible towards those
really
girls?
Really heavily hitting on them. But you could see that they were really uncomfortable. But we also had that whole sports model grateful thing going on.
Right.
So they were just happy to be there, but they were super uncomfortable. And no one stood up for themselves, and I tend to get a bit heated. So I jumped in and started giving him a piece of my mind. And he started going me, and I started going
him. Not backing down.
Yeah, no. And we had a little bit of a spat, and they calmed us down, and they kind of pushed us to either side and said, look, just, you know, save it for the game. and then he started again, and we ended up getting a bit pushy and shovey and secure.
You're going to punch a girl?
Yeah.
And then the wall came down, and Germany's...
It was amazing. we're not fans of each other.
It's no Christmas card since.
Nah. I don't look like he can write. Yeah. Come on.
Look, I saw his pictorial with his then wife in Penthouse.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they sent out some great Christmas cards, but he didn't do the writing part.
The newsletter. Can you imagine the annual newsletter?
He just dipped it in ink and sort of printed it. So it's this weird looking upside down Y.
Mushroom.
Yeah. I don't. Oh, what's all right? Just Warwick and Jones sent us a card again. Yeah. Something. Is child stars still a thing, Bron?
I think so. We've had Miley Cyrus and
Amanda Bynes.
I love. I love
Explosion. Yeah.
There's another she's carking. Like she's really going down hard. But she was awesome. I used to host on Nickelodeon when she had a show, and so we had to watch it all the time. And she was awesome. But she is a bag of fucking crazy now.
Yeah.
What is going on with her?
She threw a vase out of the window, according to...
Is that what set her off? Or that was...
No. When the police did the drug raid, she threw something out the window, which they said was a bong. And she said, no, I just threw a vase out the window.
Vases? I like to stick my flowers in bongs too.
Yeah. It's amazing how vases look like drug smoking implements.
Yeah. There was a tomato plant in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps them bloom, just a bit of hash sprinkled over the top.
It's a way to protect them from the aphids.
I didn't even know what that means.
Aphids.
What are aphids?
Aphids are small, not microscopic, but small bugs that will come into your garden and eat a lot of your fruit and vegetables.
I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on my bloody green.
So your childhood, you watched a lot of Don Burke.
Fungi.
Hey, there wasn't a lot on Friday nights when I lived in Dolby.
Don't judge.
1045A gave me the best of everything as far as they deemed it at the time.
Okay. Well, you know, you can shout out things like that.
I'm going to read up on my my garden fungi for next time.
Yeah, do it, because Alan Searle, he was the man. He loved his aphids. I can't do the whistle S, but that was his thing, yeah.
Like the guy who sells hoses. You seen him on the TV?
I don't know.
Hose Schlink.
Wow,
yeah,
what?
He's got a whistle when he talks.
It's like the National Tiles guy. If I ever meet him, just walking down the street, I'll cross the road to knee him in the balls.
Mm.
My favourite is the Windscreen O'Brien's guy who can't say his ass properly, so Windscreen O'Brien's. If you can't say it, dude, don't be in your ass. You don't. Just hire an actor. You don't need to be there.
It's not common, but I'll make an adjunct to my thing, is being a child star that then has a spectacular meltdown.
Yeah.
That's obviously a thing, yeah?
That's definitely a thing.
Well, we've got that. All the people we just about listed historically all have got... And Dunst, even child star
Macaulay Culkin.
Well, of the septum. the girl who was Mayim is now on Big Bang Theory. What was she? Blossom.
Oh yeah,
she is seemingly. You'd say she's got it together, right? She somehow managed a second career.
She's
acting on one of the biggest sitcoms in the world.
She also graduated from like one of the big like Harvard or Yale,
smart
something
woman.
Like that. And
did she play tennis as a child?
No,
she's the seventh member of Metallica.
She's written books on parenting as well.
Yeah,
does she have kids?
That becomes the problem because. Well, you might think it sounds like she's kind of kept it together. Have you read or heard anything about her views on parenting?
No, I haven't. No.
She's a massive exponent of letting the child wean themselves.
What does that mean?
Meaning that if you breastfeed your child, obviously, but very young babies, they get a lot. And if you can't do that, people bottle, that's cool.
Oh God, no, please.
She's
don't
letting
say what
little
I think
7-year-old Joshy.
Oh, no!
Not when it's got teeth.
Mummy, I'm hungry. Need baba.
No.
And she'd sit down and they would have a lovely bonding moment. And he would sign his name on her breast with a little check mark, today done, Mum.
And Warwick Kappa came over going, good on you, Blossom.
Oh, yeah. So I don't think you can go, as child stars, don't get away clean. No one has come out completely functional. Like even Winnie from the Wonder Years.
What about?
No, she's like a mathematician or something now.
Wasn't she in Penthouse?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
And she's selling maths with sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Numbers
we're all into numbers.
Everyone can write boobs on a calculator. Yeah. Come on, automatically they go together.
What about the girl from the film Matilda? That little young girl.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely girl.
She never went off the rails.
She's a writer.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a published writer, a really good one in New York.
She writes a lot of death, you know, angry porn.
Oh.
Angry
I don't
porn.
Know. I'm making it up. I don't
Sounds
know. What
good.
Does she do?
Clean your room. Oh, stop it. I love it when you give me chores. You dirty bitch.
A lot of rage wanking.
Yeah.
Don't, because I have to keep it together.
Sorry.
Child stars, are they still a thing? Bron?
It's definitely still a thing.
Josh?
Not as big a thing. I'm going to say no.
You can say no, or you can say it's however you want to qualify.
No. He's Switzerland. He's sitting on the fence.
I'm going to say no.
No, not a thing. Nat?
Yeah, I reckon they are. Heaps thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the learned friend Josh and say they're not really a thing. Not like they have been. So,
well, now that two people have said no, yeah.
Because I host it, I rule. So it doesn't really matter that you guys have said anything.
I reckon
at this
we
point.
Fight to the death.
All right. That's it.
Shoes, Fort Warwick Kappa. Yeah. We win.
Game of Thrones style. You can feel under my shirt I'm wearing armor. You're in the shit, bitch.
So what do you do now with people who don't watch Game of Thrones?
I don't. I haven't seen a single episode.
Yeah?
No, I've seen one.
I haven't read the books.
I'm going to put my TV nerd hat on for a quick second. Yep. I cannot encourage you enough to find someone that has got, because you can buy the first two series on DVD, or someone's got it, or I'm not going to suggest you torrent it. Apparently, yeah. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
Watch that shit, because if you have any interest in that fantasy genre,
I don't. I've never seen Star Wars, so.
Or
me too. What?
You are not the first one I've run into.
I haven't either.
Yeah. This podcast is over.
I have a valid reason, though.
Because?
Because of that gold thing fell apart and I cried as a child. And I'm like, I can't watch that anymore.
You had C-3PO separation issues.
I did.
What gold thing are droid, you talking about?
It's called C-3PO. It's basically the old-timey, modern-day version of a vibrator.
See, I've been hanging around
That's
comedy.
Oh, God, I cried.
I was going to say, I've been hanging around comedy rooms for the last 10 years, so I know all about Star Wars. I don't need to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough comics talk about Star Wars, I don't really need to see it.
One of the funniest things I've seen on the internet is some guy who's clearly a Star Wars nerd sat his 20-something sister down, who doesn't give a shit about Star Wars, but same thing, has learnt enough and got her to retell the story of Star Wars to him. Audio, cut together some very funny pictures to support it. Hilarious, because there is enough fact. She's paid some attention, but there's also bits where you just go, I don't care about this. Something happened and a Wookiee fell in love with it. Something. And
I love it when people explain a YouTube clip on a radio medium. It makes no sense.
It's not meant to make sense. Google it.
So this kid's in the back seat. He's just been to the dentist.
And he's got this face. Oh, the face.
Charlie bit me.
Yeah.
It's not. I encourage you. You may not be interested, but all it's right. Apart from the fantasy thing.
And there's nudity as well. So
incredible storytelling.
Okay.
And it is a great series of books.
Incredible sex scenes, but
there's some cracking tit.
Okay.
All right. All right. Apparently, in the recent episode, there was a bit of there too. Bit of doodle.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
From the last one. I don't know.
Really?
Though it does, because it's, you're right, it's kind of an old-timey, like, knights and medieval fantasy series. Yeah. It's basically this little thing hanging in a little forest. So it doesn't look like much.
Okay. A thing hanging in a forest?
In a forest.
Is that a thing?
I guess so.
It's a thing? A thing in a forest?
Hell
like
no.
Like an ant in a fur coat?
Josh, help me. Do you have a thing?
Do I have a thing?
Do you have a thing to share? Ask the committee.
Okay, this is my thing. Are the Olympics a thing anymore? The Olympic Games, are they a thing anymore? Because I've noticed that Channel 10 now in the bottom corner have already started advertising for the Winter Olympics on their shows.
Well, who cares about Winter Olympics?
Exactly. But even the Summer Olympics, I don't think they're a thing anymore.
No one cares.
I remember it used to be massive. It used to be the Olympics were coming and everyone would sit and, like, you know, maybe after the Sydney Olympics, we've just kind of gone, well, Australia hosted it. We don't need it anymore.
And we always judge. Or are seeking for the validation that after someone does the Summer Olympics, we're waiting for someone to say, you know, you're not going to say best Olympics ever because we fucking got that. None of you guys got that.
But
that's
also
Sydney shit.
I reckon we don't really like, or the last one wasn't that effective because we got our asses kicked.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon if we just came home and killed it across the board, everyone would still be talking about it.
Didn't the media turn on our Olympians?
Yeah.
They just went, well, how do you feel coming second?
Yeah, you're a fat loser.
Exactly.
Hello, it's like the elite competition in the world for this person, this event. They can't. They're the second fastest person at swimming that thing in the pool, and you're saying that's a bad thing.
I get tired walking that distance, and they can swim it, and they qualified to be one of the best in the world. Just let them be.
Just talking about it, I need to lie down.
I know. It's very hot. I don't know, though. I don't care at all, but quite a few people that I was mates with over the Olympics the last time, absolute just couldn't function. They were taking actual time off work.
Don't talk to me, got to watch.
Yeah,
can't focus. I don't get it.
Okay.
I couldn't be
It didn't help either, too, that the last Summer Olympics was in London,
I
want to say.
Time
and
difference.
That meant that, everything happened at night.
Yep.
And all the good stuff happened at like 3 a.m.
And we didn't get any of the good stuff because it was broadcast in a very interesting manner.
We got a lot of horses.
Yeah.
There's always the Batman horse on. The Batman horse.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
Batman horse.
So, not a thing. I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Well,
I love that Josh has just taken the reins of the show.
No, because I want to add another thing on top of it.
Okay.
Please.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, should be the Olympics. This is all I wanted to bring up the Olympics for.
He's got gear.
No. Okay. We scrapped the Olympics as we know it.
Yeah.
We still have the Olympics though. We still have something called the Summer Olympics.
A get together where we compete. Yeah.
But what it is 6 months before, everyone is weighed and measured.
Mm.
Everyone in the country. We then get the average. We pick a person who is the exact average height or weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they represent your country.
In everything.
Well, we'll pick about five sports.
Yeah.
So we'll have a running thing.
A modern pentathlon.
A five-tathlon.
Yeah.
A five-tathlon.
Yeah, five-tathlon.
So
we're going to make it middle.
A quintathlon.
So no, five-tathlon. Come on.
Yeah.
It's got to be saleable to middle Australia, remember?
A lot of headbands.
Yeah. It'll be Warwick Kappa.
Look, if Warwick Kappa ever proves to be the most average of everything when it comes out of the wash in Australia... We are screwed.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a lot better? Like, so you pick a running one, a swimming one.
A shooty one,
yeah.
Throwing something.
And
a righty something.
A righty or a strength one, I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
It could be a man or a woman, could be old, could be young, as long as they're the average. And that would mean that if your country goes really bad one year, the whole country gets involved and tries to get fitter.
Yeah, come on.
Brings the level down so we get the perfect specimen. And therefore... Yeah. The Olympics actually mean something to the country. You all cheer for one person.
Less federal funds spent in health.
Yeah, they are representing. Yeah, they are representing us.
Amazing.
I'm uncomfortable with logic.
Or instead of everyone getting fit, we could just stone the person who didn't perform.
Exactly. Imagine if they come back and they've lost everything.
Our very own Hunger
Games.
Like
Hunger Games.
Perfect.
Yes.
There you go. Wonderful. Never seen that.
Go and be representative of Australia. If you come home and don't have the gold, we're fucking killing you.
Yeah, I love this.
See,
I love this idea.
That is a thing.
That's a thing.
How much time do they have to prepare beyond being deemed the most average to then competing? Have they got time to go, I better go running and do
it? He said 6 months.
Yeah, I said 6 months, we measure everyone. Then we've got to pick someone. So I don't know, maybe we get TV Week involved. You vote. There's five people.
Then we are stuffed.
Yeah, five people you can vote for.
Yes.
They're the average people.
Hang on, if TV Week are involved, don't we have to go, who do you want to compete and who's the most popular?
Can we involve Seal?
Is he an Australian citizen? No.
I don't mean in the averaging. I just mean in judgment because he'll be so encouraging. He'll say, I really like the way that you pushed yourself.
Yeah, but he'll have...
But there's so much more I can do with you.
Yeah, but he'll have a rapey vibe about him and totally. Freak people out.
Something.
And then he's doing like white...
And standing next
shorts.
To a white tattooed midget that still talks about KFC in a weirdest accent I've ever heard with a toothpick out of his mouth. Like, this is how I know that I've become my parents, because when I saw that, if I'd seen that 20 years ago, man, he's cool. Toothpick, tats, coloured hair, fucking rock on. Now I go, get the toothpick out of your mouth and talk to me properly.
I have to interject here and ask what the hell you're talking about. There is a tattooed midget talking about...
Joel Madden.
Joel Madden. Oh, the voice guy. Okay, yeah. I don't have TV, remember. Remember going back? No, don't have this. Haven't seen.
Okay.
What's it got to do with chicken?
He and his brother have been doing ads for KFC.
Okay.
They were both, vegan or vegetarian?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. They're just taking the sweet KFC dollar, making us more obese so that we can't compete in Josh's Wonder Olympics.
I think it's a thing. I am thumbing that crap right up. I love it.
The Winter Olympics are an even harder thing for us as Australians to get involved in because ultimately, I mean, we talk about how shit the media was with our Olympians when they didn't win things at stuff we normally kick ass at.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about things like curling.
Don't knock it.
It's not a sport. It's a great excuse to drink. I have friends in Canada who compete, air quotes, in curling, and it is legitimately a chance for them to get together with their friends, have a few beers, and then get on the ice, push the stones down, and go, oh, great, we're great night of sport.
Do you reckon someone just sits there and they're there at home or they're a janitor at a school and they're sweeping and someone goes, you look like you've got natural talent. Like, how do you realise you're a really good sweeper?
I think the Olympic Committee got together and said, we need to stretch out the opportunity for people to compete. I don't know, big long meetings. They're going home late one night, walking past the speed skating rink, and there's a guy going, scraping off the ice. Sweep. I have it. Klaus, I have the idea now. Klaus, come to me.
I now imagine like a Cool Runnings curling edition, though.
with the Australian team.
With the Australian team. Just...
The best part about curling is you don't have to be fit.
No.
Like
no.
You, me, I am the captain of the Australian curling team. And I've been out there with the rocks. And the pitch is moving a bit. But I reckon that Fredo and Tank, they're good at the brushing. We've had them wanking for a couple of weeks now. They're pretty good at that. So, all right, we're going to nail it. Kill it.
That was an amazing dropping of G's you did there. I was so impressed.
I come from Queensland.
Curling and wanking and dropping.
I come from Queensland. That's We teach that as a subject. It's a board subject in high school.
That's your slogan for your T-shirt for your team, though.
Fuck off. That's what it is.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. I'm Australian. That's all it is.
I'm impressed.
There's a lot of sex that happens at the Olympics, apparently.
Yeah, but we don't get to see that. Yeah. Boo!
Should they make the sexual congress that happens after the Olympians are out of their event? Because they're all at the prime of their thing. They're randy as all hell. I'm just ram that sucker home. Should we make one that somehow an event? The marathon sexual.
I would love to see that.
Combine it with like a Big Brother, like we're in the village, just put cameras out there. It'll be very boring. Up until they've done their event, because then it'll just be happening. Sleeping, eating really healthily. Yeah. James Magnuson will be knocking on their doors. Oh, I'm funny. And then
knocking and running. Oh, yeah.
That'll bond us. And then and then it'll be great. Brilliant.
It would be. I'm at a loss for words because I now have that mental picture. Any network executive that's listening to this. This is the Thing Committee's copyright. Josh, we're going to pay you a fee.
Yep.
But we're owning that, and you can have it for the right price. Yep. So,
Olympic Village Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Not only would it be the first English-speaking Big Brother where we watched people have sex, in the real sense, because people who had sex on Big Brother in Australia, no, won't get to the sex.
Slap their balls in people's faces.
Stuff, whatever. Yeah, turkey something. Hey, Friday that's night. Good for a radio career, though.
Apparently.
At least while
well, not
you,
anymore.
At least while you're partially talented.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? Are we recording now?
No.
Good.
She replaced me on a radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you bruised much?
No, not at all. They asked me to talk more about lesbian experiences, and I was like, I don't have any, dude.
Well, you know how to fix that. The PDs basically said, Nat, I've been having these dreams, and we reckon tomorrow you should be talking about that.
Well, yeah, he was like, you know, tell more girl stories.
Tell more girl
stories. Bras and your shoes. And I was like, dude, I don't have all this stuff. So, yeah, she replaced me a week later.
I don't know that she came out with that many lesbian stories either, though.
Nah.
But she did always use that. That's the catch. She always had the conversation where the guys slapped their dicks on her face. Yeah. But for people that don't know, just Google Big Brother Camilla Turkey Slap.
Yeah.
It killed Big Brother.
You're like a walking Google slogan. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm not going to explain it. That so takes good. Too long. Are the Olympics still a thing?
No. No, but I also feel like we're in a room full of talky TV people. So I feel like if there was an athlete in here, they'd be looking at us in shock. But yeah, no.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't give more less of a shit.
Yeah, we'd be dead by now if an Olympian was in here.
Totally.
It would be like walking up to a comedian having his comedy a thing. And he's going, yeah. No, we don't think it's that funny. No.
Like Jason Ackermanis. I'm funny. Mm. I could be funny. And then he's got his sporting career.
You have no idea how accurate that was as far as an Acker impression goes.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
All you need is a beard.
Well, you wish you'd told me I'm Italian. I actually just, before I came in tonight, I gave a little razor job in the car.
Oh, it does the job.
Yeah.
You're looking tidy.
So are you.
Keeping it tight.
We talked about this. Walking contraceptive.
Bouncing down.
Olympics a thing.
No, I don't think so. I just, it's boring. There's no, I think because now the drug laws are so tight that there's no real superstars. No one gives a shit. I care about the weightlifting. I like watching that.
Why?
Because there might be an accident.
Oh, you want to see the breaking arm injury or the falling on the bar
that's
chest
a thing. A prolapse.
Rectum tear. Don't say
prolapse because all I can think of is prolapse vagina. That's what we learned on Mamma Mia. It's not good.
Oh. Something for later. Special later tonight. Think Committee After Dark, prolapsed vaginas.
Stay with us.
I'm going to agree with Brian and say that I don't think they're a thing. And I'm all for people competing. If they want to get together and do that stuff, I just don't think we need to be holding them up and saying the Olympics are the pinnacle event for people in those sports. But good on them. Have a great day.
Yeah,
I don't have to care about it.
Yeah.
And just because we're Australian and we're in it is whatever.
Would those sports exist without the Olympics as well? That's the other thing. I don't think anyone's really on the professional curling circuit making money from it.
There is a professional curling circuit in Canada.
Are they making money from it though?
Yeah.
I guess that's Canada. It's professional.
But it is Canada where they have 3 hours of sunlight a day during winter. So they do a lot of inside things.
Oh, to go back, some of the girls from Can't Do That on Television I had a thing for.
Oh, yeah.
Best show ever.
That was a bunch of fun. And that what a great exposure that was to people that watched that as far as sketch comedy.
Yeah.
It mightn't have been very good, but it was kids doing it.
Yeah.
And kids watching it, man. You go, people can be on television making funny and I guess.
Bath burgers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And always people getting slime.
It was the first show ever to slime.
And Alanis Morissette.
Look at your Nickelodeon facts.
Yeah, I know. Nickelodeon facts. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm leaving now.
Nat Garonzi has peaked and done.
It's my one information.
Any one particular girl from You Can't Do That on Television?
See, I don't know.
Can't remember names?
I know Alanis Morissette was on it, but I can't remember. Yeah.
They're all just sort of in the
names are irrelevant, I think. Yeah.
They're all just wanking face blurs.
And Degrassi. They did good kids TV.
Yeah. What you talking about?
Yeah.
That's good.
So I did like Spike as a young boy.
Spike
from Degrassi.
Assertive. She was an assertive young lady.
She was a punk. She was into she was into the Pogues.
One
episode.
Right.
She liked the Pogues.
Did that? And was you were into the Pogues at the time?
But I looked them up. I've got to get into this.
And the Pogues appreciated it. Somehow they got 10 cents out of that lookup.
Shane McGowan.
Sorry, Josh. I was going
to make a bad joke about Shane McGowan's teeth, and that's. Edit that out. Moving on.
This is great.
Bron.
Yes.
Do you have a thing that you'd like the committee to help you decide upon?
I do have a thing. I want to know, is genital happiness a thing?
Fucking what?
Exactly. Maybe it's just Maybe it's my world. Okay. Getting your nuts out at any particular moment.
I'm so glad you're bringing this up because this is mostly my thing as well.
Like
we make it our thing?
Just generically?
It's our thing. I'm at a party.
Yep.
Just talking. Next minute, guy gets his nuts out. Shadow puppetry.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Or just talking in a bar. Happens to talk about his wang having like piercings. I want to have a look. Gets it out.
Well, hang on. You asked for it there. I want to have a look.
Well.
If you went, do you want to have a
look? You can't just talk about it.
Yeah.
You've got to, you know.
Does the door swing both ways on that? Having some, I don't have friends
genital
that
happiness.
Admit to having piercings on the genitals.
Right.
They may have them, they don't tell me about it. And certainly I don't hang out with a crowd that's like in a bar, oh, so I just got my dick pierced. Do you want to see it? You know, there's none of that.
Sound like all of my friends. Like all of them, every single one.
Does it happen the same way for ladies? I will admit, though, that I perceive that blokes would do it in the front bar and ladies would go, we all have to go to the toilet now. Oh. And then in there, say, hey, I got my something pierced. Do you want to see it? And, oh, you sure? Oh, that looks nice. It's different. It's something. Does it feel good? Does it help?
When did this lady turn into a gay man?
It's my best Kath and Kim. It's all I got. Nothing. I've got nothing.
Well, from my personal experience, we don't flash our vaginas, but we flash our boobs.
Sure.
In appreciation for something. Well,
yeah.
I do. Like,
I enjoyed that sausage breakfast. Oh, no, that's... Oh, I immediately regret saying that.
Oh, Nat Garonzi in sausage breakfast. Coming up, it's 8:10, next on Nova.
I even edited my first one and all of a sudden words are coming out. I'm like, oh, just commit, Garonzi, go with it. Sausage breakfast.
One thought, one break, Nat.
Oh, I hate myself.
Yeah.
I've never flashed my tits in appreciation, I must admit. I don't know. Like, thank you for... I was about to say pumping my petrol.
Are euphemisms a thing? Yep.
Yes, apparently so. But there's no way around it. But I've just never shown anyone anything
not even at a concert. You know, you're there rocking out. Yeah, Powderfinger, you kick ass. Woo!
No.
Maybe I'm a bad human being.
Maybe you just like getting your bats out.
Maybe.
Just giving them an airing.
Oh, just look, somebody was flashing a laser at a party.
Needed an airing.
Yeah. A neighbouring house. And I just like, woo.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Thank you for your laser.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Thank you for your laser. Here's my boobs.
I can imagine you sitting at home in your
lounge. People listening to this with Ford lasers going, I'm in. I'm just going to drive around Bron's house.
All I've got to do is find out where Bron is.
Not far from the truth, no.
I can imagine you're at home in your living room just completely by yourself and you've run in to quickly check the weather for tomorrow, and once it's done, you just lift your shirt and go, woo! Thanks for the weather. Ow! Just doesn't know how to thank people
at a
or
restaurant.
Shake hands.
At a restaurant, no tip. No. Just the, we had, and we've had a lovely you know, Italian. Yeah. Woo! Like, that's all
no
for
tip.
That.
No tip. How about a tip?
Hey.
Boom. Boom.
Well, guys, so, can go, how about a tip? Oh, just the tip.
That's going to be the second greatest lie in the world, I reckon.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never just the tip.
After, like...
Never is.
No.
It never is.
No.
No. After maybe I'm doing it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I reckon that's got to be the greatest.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah, I was just staying in the sexual lie, but no, generic lies.
I kept trying to pull us out, but we just fallen back in.
No, it's
can't help it.
People
just
are
stay
used
there.
To that.
Just lean into it. Just lean into
if
it.
If they're still here by now, they've probably got it in their hand. There are greater lies I would offer, but certainly that's one that's something that people perpetuate is, oh, no, it'll, no, never is.
Such a lie. Oh, whoops, I didn't mean it. When in that same situation. Oh, no, wrong one. No, it was an accident. It was an accident. Oh, bullshit.
Now, I know we talked about it beforehand. Yeah. But
can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah. Mm.
I got a friend. I'm not going to say her name, but she was seeing...
Hi, Michelle.
She was seeing some guy. She was seeing some guy, not seeing him. She was seeing... And he... They had
slipped
anal sex.
Yeah.
She went, oh, this is interesting. Didn't say anything. And afterwards she said, oh, so that was interesting. That was, you know, he goes, what? And he didn't know what he was doing.
What?
And then 3 days later he just said, I don't want to see you again. I've got issues. And just didn't see it. But I reckon, you must have known, one, like you cannot not know.
Can
I
reveal something about myself? I've never had anal sex, never received anal sex. So I could never say, I would guess you would have to know the difference. I'm comfortable with vaginal sex because that has kept me going this long.
But
how?
Do you reckon he did it? That was his thing, all right, I'm just going to do this and then I'm going to...
Then doesn't want to say
that. So he's testing her?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he's
that wouldn't surprise me. I've got a mate who'd do something like that. He's messed up enough that he'd be like, I'm going to give it a go. I'm just going to
see what it's
go
like.
And knock on the back door. And if she lets me in, she's a whore and I'll finish, but I'm not going to see her after that because I don't want a woman like
that. Wow. Yeah. So he wants her to go,
he wants her to say no because that way he knows that she's not like this with everyone.
She's special.
And, yeah.
She just has sex the normal way.
That's I can't see biologically
like
how... Unless she's bang up for it all the time, how you would notice the difference.
You would know.
You have to know.
You would know.
He would know, but also, yeah, okay.
Because from what I would imagine, I don't think it would snap back that easily, would it?
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same. You don't, I don't know.
Well, and let's be fair, you could run into something. You're going to know.
I've seen videos.
You run into something.
I never ate corn for a long time.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
right. Someone brought it out of a party. That's all I'm saying. I'll just end it there.
You cannot. There are some things you can't unsee. I agree entirely.
Yeah, exactly. Now I probably won't eat corn for another 5 months again.
Yeah, I'm not even going to have any now.
So, genital happiness. All right.
Is genital happiness public nudity or is that taking genital happiness too far?
It's public nudity. So you're with a bunch of strangers.
Yep.
Genital happiness. You're a guy. You just get your nuts out. Doesn't matter.
Yep. What could have been streaking in the past? Because now streaking's frowned upon. They fine you heavily and kick you out of the place.
Do they?
Yeah.
I saw some great streaking a while back down Brunswick Street, just standing outside with a bouncer talking to her. All of a sudden, these two guys, Starkers, ran up the stairs of this pub. And then did a whole circle and ran back down. I'm like, this is the greatest fucking night of my life.
Is it streaking if when they're doing that, they're cupping their cock and balls?
No cupping.
Or it's got a flail
in the
wind?
What's the point?
I've seen lots of streaking where it's, I've got to hide
cup.
It, but I'm naked, but I'm hiding it.
That's weak.
Yeah. Piss weak. I'm not doing it. Piss weak.
Piss weak.
Just excuse me while I step out for a second.
I don't want to merge our things, but they're very, they're very closely related to each other. My thing was going to be, if I may bring it up at the same time, Snapchat. We're all on top of what Snapchat is an app. You're just smiling at me. I don't even know what this is. You're just
yes, I'm aware of the thing that is Snapchat.
No, that's cool. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same boat. Snapchat obviously has been this thing for kids now to just send really... It's like upgrading sexting.
Yep.
But I've noticed, and I've only been on it like 3 weeks, all of my mates who I've been mates with for years
I have seen
more cock.
So many dicks and so many balls. Like so many of my mates, especially TV people who don't are really bored during the day or are spending a lot of time in their change rooms and stuff. It's like
Luke Jacobs is like that.
Oh no! But all of them. They just I see footage
McPherson
of people.
Dan McPherson is a floozy.
I see people peeing and get or just putting their dicks in. Like one of my mates just yesterday from their radio studio gets the bowl of
like
sugar.
Like the windsurfer.
Gets the bowl of sugar. Puts his dick in the bowl of sugar and then puts the sugar back on the shelf. Oh. End of Snapchat. Sorry if you work at Nova.
I am shocked and never having coffee again.
But seriously, I've gone 20 years without seeing a lot of their dicks, and all of a sudden, now that Snapchat exists, they think
That's okay.
I can just show my mates my dick, or I can, you know, film myself taking a crap, constantly crapping, or just sending me snapshots. And I don't know why this is suddenly a thing, or is it a thing?
Have you Snapchatted, Joshua?
Well, it does make sense if they're on the toilet doing a shit and that's called Snapchat. That's good. no, I'm not on Snapchat. I'm not on because I'm...
Have you ever sexted your partner or some other person?
Oh, yeah, I have. And over Skype.
Not booty call, like, Skype. Hey, how you doing? Good looking?
No, I did for a long time. I had a very funny photo of my nuts, just and they looked like big boobs on my head was over top of it, and I just took a photo from down there. And I sent that around to a whole bunch of people. I sent it to her first, and I thought, this is too funny not to send it to my mates. And then I actually met someone, and they said, oh, I've actually got a photo of you on my phone.
You're the nuts guy.
Yeah, and I was the nuts guy.
Awesome. So, wow. That's but, so good.
That opens doors, autograph? I'm sure.
Yeah.
I copped an apology by my kind of ex-boyfriend.
For
I was really
sexting,
pissed off.
Snapchatting?
Sent me a photo of his cock for an apology.
Oh,
I took
that's
it.
Awesome.
Were you dating at the time or was it he was your ex then?
No, dating at the time. I was really pissed off with him.
That was the first draft of Kevin Rudd's apology. Just we'll do that.
There is so much layered in that, just that moment. That I love. Perfect. Love that. Did you accept his apology?
Straight away.
Was it enough?
It was enough for me.
That's it. And did you then say, what are you doing now?
Pretty much.
So it was a great.
He was at work when he took it and I was at work when I received it.
Now. We'll see you there.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not been my experience. No one's ever done that to me. Is that something that would make you apologise, Nat, if your partner or friend you're fighting, like Bron, sent you off as an apology? Would that say, it's on?
Oh, like in a sexy way?
Yeah, as in like, hey, we've been fighting, blah, 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 as an apology, rather than just say, sorry.
If it was if they're sitting there and they're taking themselves seriously, no, I'd probably hate you even more if you took yourself seriously. But if you sat there and
out of the blue, if
you iced your dick and then you painted on a really horrible moustache and then wrote "I'm a cunt" across my chest and took a photo, I'd be like, you are getting it hard because that's totally awesome. But if you sat there going, oh, yeah, baby, aren't you missing this? I'd be like, oh, mate, you are gone.
There's so much that confuses me about what you just said.
I'm in love now.
Because I'm conflicted. Because I understand the squiggly moustache.
Yeah.
I understand the I'm a cunt on the chest.
Yeah.
I even independently, not as the same thing, but I independently sort of the shriveled penis photo.
Yeah, hilarious.
I feel emasculated. But someone icing their dick and doing all of that at once, that...
That's
wow.
love. That is love.
That's an effort and a half.
That is saying, I'm funny, I'm going to an effort. They're reminding you that they can be naked, which is nice. And they are going, hey, I'm going to cop this one. You know, you do it next time.
But what if it goes away?
What?
When they ice it, what if it vanishes? It. Yeah.
That's even funnier. It's not like you haven't seen it before that.
I'm the machine that only has two balls and nothing else.
And even they're just kind of like peeking out like Buster Blue. Just.
It's like that Mr. Fu character that people would draw where it's the eyes peeking over the top of things and looking through the bush.
Yeah. That's such a good name for your balls, Mr. Fu. Wangles and Mr. Fu.
It's way too close to Mr. Pooh, which happens out the back. And I'm.
Does it? Thank you for that.
We've learned a lot today.
I know.
Don't. You people disgust me.
But bringing it back, if I may, I'm not used to seeing, not used to people taking it out publicly, but since
Snapchat,
and seriously, not even before that, although a lot of my mates have sent me
photos of their poos that look like something in particular, like, you know, Mona Lisa poo or...
You need to go on RateMyPoo.com.
The corn follows you all around the room. It's just
it's charming.
I feel like my friends are weird. All of a sudden.
Oh, my God. She's not. I never understood. A couple of my friends used to, when iPhones started to become, you know, making the phone and sending pictures accessible easier.
Mm.
But you used to, English good now.
Yeah, heaps better.
They used to do the sending of the poo picture to each other. I said, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
Because I am just uncomfortable seeing your poo.
Don't need to see it.
Barely comfortable with mine, but I don't need to see yours. They would all the time. Yeah. And then you just hear this, oh, they'd be going, I said, poo? They went, yeah.
I don't know. See, again, I'm screwed up. I think there's something endearing about it. I think when you've got to that level of comfort with your mates that you just, like, you can take the piss that hard. And, like, sometimes my mate will just literally spend 3 hours on the internet downloading, like, 400 pictures of poo, and I will literally turn my phone on in the morning and there is, you've got 183 messages and it's just poo, 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 poo. And then the next day it's just girls, but he's removed all the eyebrows and it's just 27 pictures of that in a row. It's just dedication to going, I'm committing to absolutely wasting my own time, your time, just for stupidity.
Internet bits and bytes.
Yeah, idiocy.
Just to deliver you insanity.
Yeah. And it just doesn't stop.
He's creating a new form of Snapchat.
Literally. It's brilliant. I like those people.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, people, if we're all the same, how dull would life be?
Exactly.
We need the poo senders. Are you a poo sender, Josh?
No, I'm not a poo sender.
Partake in poo receiving.
I don't think any of my friends have ever sent me a picture of their poo.
Really?
Mm.
All right, all of the friends of Josh that listen to that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you're about to cop it.
You're going
to
turn your phone on.
Coming your way.
Yeah, no.
No, I haven't received poo pictures either, but I've been asked to come and have a look at my poo.
Hang on.
I know, by a friend I was travelling with.
They were concerned about their stool?
No.
Just proud.
Thought it looked like those little Hershey Kiss drops.
Oh, my God.
So sad.
It was perfect. She had a little kiss curl at the top.
Yeah, and we actually just came back from the Hershey place in New York.
Even better. So now, context.
Yeah. Context, topical. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I was just like, no way.
I could understand if, you know, we're in Bali and, you know, people.
Things happen.
Well, come and see this. Mm. But what? I need you to see this. Because it's either a weird colour, consistent something. I think I'm sick. Oh, yeah, you're sick. Go. But I that would be about the only time where I think I would be comfortable in viewing live.
Next level.
I know that some people are comfortable and that might be their sexual fetish or something.
Whatever.
I'm not saying keep yourselves clean, people. That is a mark in the relationship, I think. Kind of, it's an extension of the, hey, I got 127 poo pictures.
Yeah.
No, we still lol about it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
every time she pisses me off, I'm just like, sorry.
You say lol.
Yeah.
I didn't know that people's... Is that a thing?
Let's open it up quickly. Is saying things that are shortened words that we've become textual language...
Do you say...
I always say lol.
Really?
I think it's because where I work, a lot of people say it. So instead of going, oh, lol, you're like, that's fucking lol.
Do you ruffle your head off?
No. That's where I draw the line.
So it's just lol is
just
what you're
lol. Yeah.
Totes?
No. I nearly texted you totes and I corrected myself. And I told you that I corrected myself. That's a big no. No, 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 no.
Are you a word shortener, Josh L?
No, I did it ironically kind of thing, like as in, because I used to work in a school, so I would do it to the kids to make fun of them. But that's, I'm not in my actual life, no.
You would not shorten words?
I would just cause. See, there you go.
I think cause is a separate beast.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah, but not. Yeah, I wouldn't. Whatevs. I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't say whatevs. I wouldn't say amaze balls or any of that.
Oh
kind of
God,
stuff.
I hate that word so much.
Yeah.
I really hate
Nat.
It. Yeah. No, I'm conflicted because I years ago before when I did X Factor before I never came back. I started doing it obsessively on the show to annoy people.
Nice.
Like I would just do intros of nothing but of
toast and maize balls.
Yeah, nothing but abbreviated words. But I kind of was thinking then no one, it wasn't around that much. And so it was just a stupid thing. People used to write in all the time telling me how irritating I was. And that kind of just encouraged me more. And so I do it all the time. And now I look back and I want to kill myself. It's horrible. It's just horrible.
A great part of your, what do you call it? Show reel.
Yeah. No, it's just horrendous. I like. I don't have any show reel that I feel proud showing anyone. Just
this is your life.
Yeah.
It's amazeballs. Lol.
Here's 6 minutes of why you shouldn't hire me.
Oh, now, really? Is that what you think about your career?
Is that a thing?
Have you got a chaise lounge for a minute? Like, I've done a lot of TV aids. Like I've done all the things you do. Like I've done reality TV and I've done, you know, competition shows. I've done late night game shows. I've done
call it now, hot
kids
dogs.
TV. I've pretty much ticked off all of them. So
I'm pretty much the same.
Are you the same? High five. Nice.
I was on The Circle. Off.
Yeah.
I did the last episode of Spicks and Specs. Off.
Yeah.
Talking about Generation, that's not coming back.
Yeah. toxic.
I worked as audience warm-up on Everybody Dance Now. Off.
I remember hearing about that now. We're having a conversation after this because this will bore people for this. But, yeah, there's a moment that is all about that.
Don't put me on. You.
How many shows did that get to? Three.
Grand total, three.
Boy.
And I did the third one. That was my... the audience warm-up for.
Like, to be fair, if you're working Spicks and Specs, it's not like you didn't know the end was coming. They made a big noise about this is the last ep and
stuff. Oh, yeah, I knew that, but I'm just
but
like...
But you are just... televisual cancer. I mean, that's... Don't call it for what it is.
Oh. Don't put me on. Please put me on. If you're listening, put me on. I'll do anything.
There's lots of opportunity. Not.
I'm sorry, but if you haven't got your mouth attached to a footballer or a beauty pageant, you are not going to get hired. Sorry, unless you're a dude, in which case you can be talented and... a dude you want to have a beer with, I think they're the hiring credentials, aren't they?
I'm just going to let you play that out. Yeah. I thought that was wonderful to see where Nat's going to fall in that hole. There's not heaps of television opportunities. Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah. Mm.
Television is a really tough and weird industry to get involved. You both, looking at Nat and Josh, have seen the inside of it from a presenter's point of view, from a participant/warm-up point of view. It's a horrid, nasty bitch goddess. Mm. It's at times, I think, that it's just easier to be the consumer of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because as much as radio can be a horrible thing, and at least two of you, I don't know if you, Josh, have you been the radio? Yes.
Yeah, Triple R, though, so it's community radio. It doesn't count.
That's awesome.
Hey.
No, it counts in this town, in Melbourne. It doesn't count anywhere else.
Counts to me.
Oh, thanks.
The radio is an interesting beast because it's about personality, which you bring in those sorts of things. Commercial radio is in the same way television is horrible, same thing, turns on a dime.
Oh, yeah.
It can be, we are smashing it, ratings are awesome. Well, it doesn't matter, Nat, you're not working out.
Yeah.
You're not bringing the stories about the girly things.
Yeah.
We're replacing
it. See you later. Mm. Yeah, really easy. But it's really, I've found since I came back to Melbourne, because that's where we are currently, but it's true. I really preferred the radio when I was up in Brisbane because I feel like in some of the states like Melbourne and Sydney and stuff like that, it's
they're
really
not states,
overproduced.
Though, but I appreciate it.
It's really overproduced. Thank you. Sorry.
Reset.
It's really
Brisbane
overproduced.
Brisbane is a capital city, as Melbourne and Sydney are.
It's really overproduced. It's a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of how do you do? And you've got a whole lot of dudes in a room and then a girl there every now and then to go men. And then that's it. Radio. But up in Brizzy, it was awesome. We had a great time. It's really, it felt a lot looser up there.
Mm. That's why I actually like
WA too.
Michelle, Marty and Tim.
Mm, yeah, they're after the drive.
Because they're just very natural and loose and they haven't
Queensland,
got all that.
Though.
Yeah, that's
Queensland
what I'm saying,
breakfast
show.
I have to offer. There was people won't care, but when they left Brisbane radio, they were making massive inroads on the breakfast market because up there the ABC, even though they're not counted in the commercial ratings because they're the public broadcaster, kill it at
Absolutely.
Breakfast. Spencer Howson, who's in that role, owns the slot.
Yeah,
Nova were making big inroads with those guys, and then opportunity. Let's take them national. And I know that that's been a change for them, both in obviously they've moved location, they've moved to the afternoons, different. Brisbane mourned. there was a period of time where it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that we can still hear them in the afternoon.
It's just
the mornings same. Are just different. And it has no point to the story other than to say it's an interesting beast in how all of this works, but it has nothing to do with nudity, which I'm really pleased we're talking about. Because I'm, you know, if to bring it back on point for us to discuss the thing you're asking, Bob, yeah. was?
Well, yeah.
Genital happiness.
Genital happiness. Is it a thing?
I would never get my junk out in public. Josh?
Okay. No, I wouldn't either, apart from sending the photo around because it was funny.
Nah.
Nah, wouldn't.
Would you want your bloke to get his junk out in public as a something, whatever?
Oh, look, if he wants to.
Not
as long as he
you?
Doesn't mind that I laugh, because I am going to laugh my head off.
Well, that might be the reason why he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because some ladies are quite, and Bron, would you care if your bloke got his junk out in public?
No.
Cool. You'd be comfortable with it?
That's his problem.
Part of the deal.
Probably laugh at it too.
Some ladies might care. Some ladies might be, I can't believe you embarrassed me like that.
Thing is, I'm not a lady.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't mean.
I mean, yes, you're wonderful. Right.
I can't dig out of that.
But I see what you're saying. There, some girls will be like, "I can't believe you embarrassed me," whereas I'd be sitting there high fiving my mates, going, "How good is he?
Yeah,
mummy got a good one.
See how barely comes out of his zipper."
Yeah.
It's that. Well, that also. Just draw some eyeballs on that. Snapchat that shit.
Exactly.
Right. Josh, you were going to share something about nudity.
No, I wasn't. No, I was just thinking it's only guys with massive cocks who get them out, though, isn't it? Surely,
it's been
or
my
really
experience.
Really small ones,
or guys that have cocks bigger than me.
Yeah, because flaccid cocks are funny no matter what. But it's
I agree.
And you don't want to get
even a nut, a cheeky nut.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Cheeky nuts.
We used
funny.
To play like a dessert.
I think get your nuts out. That is very funny. Nuts are just funny. They're just
nuts
weird looking things. Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing sexual about a nut.
They're your outie ovaries.
Yeah. whereas a flaccid cock is just pathetic and
yep.
No, it's useless.
Very sad looking.
Yeah.
That's always the funniest part of any porn film for mine. If the guy like is revealed and out comes the cock, when it's half hearted, I'm going, that's not really what's happening.
I love that sentence because it assumes that someone watches the porn from the beginning to end.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got to the credits, at the end credits of a porn, you're doing it all wrong.
Doesn't everyone hang around to see who was the gaffer on Dirty Girls 3? I don't know. I've said too much.
Oh, I love it.
Is genital happiness a thing, Josh?
I think it is. I think genital. Yeah, I've seen many a happy person with their
happy
nuts
poo.
And, Freudian. Because little kids run around happy all the time in the nude. So I'm going to say, yeah, it is. And I think it's an inbuilt thing from when you're very young. So when you just get older, you're like, oh, yeah, there's my cock. Snapchat.
Liberating.
As a parent, because this is the only way I can say what I'm about to say without sounding like
a parent.
Pedophile.
As a parent.
As a parent, nothing warms my heart than seeing my kids happy. More like just seeing them in that joyous moment of kids just being happy doing the things. And particularly when they were younger, running around out the back under the sprinkler. It's not. You know, your brother and sister and we shower you and bath you together. You don't have to wear your undies. Fucking go it. And they're just doing the things. And then my son, I think he tripped over once. And he got, Dad, I'm really hurting my penis. What happened? I just fell on it. Okay, get up. You'll be fine. Move it. Man, if I fell over my penis now, that would be...
You'd be telling everyone.
Shattered.
I tripped on my penis. Everybody. Yeah.
See that skid mark on my penis? That's when the car ran over it.
Flat Stanley. Oh, haven't you read that book?
I have, but I didn't know it involves his penis.
I don't think it does. Well, you know what? Side note, we had a reading group in primary school. And I was reading Flat Stanley.
Yes.
And the teacher died, so we never ended up finishing the book. I don't know what happened to Flat Stanley.
Your teacher died while you were...
Not while.
No, no.
Just like... And then Flat Stanley.
How scarring would that be? I can never open Flat Stanley ever now.
I don't know what happened.
He became a real boy.
Did he?
Well, what?
I put my finger on my mouth.
What grade level were you at when your teacher died?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. I had a lot of tragedy
growing
up, so I don't know.
How did they break that to the class? It's not just, so kids, here's Mr. Jones because your other one's dead.
It was actually the principal too.
Oh, Christ.
And he suffered a heart attack.
Great Jesus.
Yeah.
Not at the school.
No. At home.
On top of his mistress.
Actually nearly had the heart attack at my house because my parents were part of that neighbourhood safety bullshit. Neighbourhood
safety house.
Yes, and they were having a meeting and he wasn't feeling so good, so he ended up leaving early and went home and suffered the heart attack. So he could have died in my house.
Could have died in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been very safe for a house.
No, exactly. Definitely not safe to house. So, yeah. Oh,
holy crap.
Bring the mood down. Yeah.
How did they explain that to you at class?
I don't actually remember. I remember my mum. No, well, see, yeah, I had a kind of fucked up childhood. My sister passed away, so I kind of knew.
I feel horrible making jokes about dead people. And
it's fine. I killed all my family. I've only got my
dad.
I want money.
Is death a thing?
I kind of knew about death at an early age and, you know, I accepted it. So it was, you know, it was fine.
Cool.
It wasn't fine, but, you know. Oh, let's bring this podcast right.
Genital happiness.
Yeah, let's go back to cock.
Is it a thing? Is it a thing? Yeah, I reckon it. Well, seemingly it is in my friendship group now. I reckon it is.
Only on the rise, though, because of, like, your
definitely
sexting
Snapchat.
Tools, like Snapchat?
Yeah, definitely. But none of it's ever sexy. It's only ever just idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you can get those pictures.
The sexy ones.
Snapchat, it actually saves it. There's some nerd thing. I read some column somewhere, but then I got...
There's no way it is possible
to capture those. Like, they might say, oh, and it's gone, it's fine.
It's somewhere in the deleted section when you sync your iPhone. If you go through the folders, there's a deleted photo section or something. And
there's Natalie's penis.
Yeah. Or you can just, like, snap the camera phone like
but
I
doesn't
do.
The person who sent you the Snapchat know you did that?
Yeah, they do. They get sent a message saying they took a
screenshot.
Screenshot, yeah. What I actually did was...
So your boyfriend's got a lot of messages.
One of my mates who gave me these are so hilarious, and I said, dude, you got to stop sending your penis around to everyone because you're the host of a very large show and you should probably just calm down. And he was like, no, this is hilarious. So
see, now I know who it is.
I put my laptop, so the screen was along my stomach, and I hit record on my photo booth, so it was recording film, and then I watched Snapchat in front of it and then sent it to him, and he's like, you bitch. I'm like, yeah, watch yourself, brother. Don't fuck with me.
This is how it happens.
Yeah.
This is how
trimmed
people
it
sleep.
Nice and short, so it's just the bit that you need.
Yeah.
So
I think I'm happy to say that general happiness is a thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to experience general happiness, but I've never had the guts, I think. I don't, because I don't do the Snapchatting. I'm not getting my cock out, but I think it sounds like something I should do.
I think get a cheeky nut out.
It could be next year's, my first ever comedy show.
In-laws. Have you ever thought of just going to the bathroom while you're having dinner with your in-laws and just coming back with a casual nut, just poking just it out?
Ever since I saw Angry Boys, where one of the twins that Chris Lilley played, who was deaf, I think, he would always be doing the sneaky nut.
Yes.
I'd never heard of it until then. Or at least not heard it called that until then. I thought that it was the funniest thing to add to a character's layer. I thought that was brilliant. But ever since then, I've been looking for sneaky nuts everywhere. It's weird. I'm just
like
now,
websites, sneakynuts.com.
No, like I will be looking because people will find. Oh, check this photo where it's a nice form or something. It's a sneaky nut.
There's a nut.
I haven't got the guts. I would love to go here.
I've seen sneaky nudity on a train. During summer, and a guy was sitting across from me and he was wearing shorts, obviously no underwear because when he crossed his legs, was poking out. G'day.
That's comfort.
Sorry, funny.
That's not sneaky though. That's just more.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy?
Just giving it a good airing.
Not giving those boys a home. They need just adding to the odour of the public transport
here in Melbourne.
Look, as far as I can understand, being a visitor to your kind state, the trams are rhinos, and I'm uncomfortable climbing in their anus to go anywhere. So, yeah, whatever. It's the now, did we cover your thing? Did you make it something else? Or do you have
no,
a thing?
That was my thing. My thing was the Snapchat. Why is it suddenly okay with mates to show them your pain?
Yeah.
Or, you know, having a waz when you're at a fancy dinner.
Waz?
Yeah.
Is why can we not just call it things? Like, why, like the actual words of the things that they are? Why do we have to come up with replacement words and names for penis, vagina.
If one wants to take oneself to the bathroom and mecture it at a fancy dinner and then Snapchat it and send it to you, yes.
It's not a criticism. I just ask, why do we? Because we've got a whole, they're Australian especially, we've got rafts of words to replace everything. Everything.
I like that though. It's a bit of salsa. Just adds a bit of flavour. Yeah. I like my nachos, you know, with lots of salsa.
Josh, am I misinterpreting, misinformed? Are you a father?
I am a father, yes.
What is your expectation for your children when they grow up as far as sneaky nuts, nudity, using words? How old are your children?
I've got one, he's two. Right. We say penis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And vagina, but we don't have to say that because he doesn't really see that many vaginas in his life.
No. Other mummy maybe when he's in the shower with it.
Yeah, but no, we say penis and... Mm-hmm. He's in it a lot because he's fucking annoying to dress. And so...
takes his clothes off a lot.
Yeah, just wants to take them off and run around. We're like, all right, well, there's no one here.
I love kids that do that.
Yeah.
That you will dress and then 5 minutes later, take it off. Why are you naked?
Yep. Yeah. He's like that and he's fine. He's fine with it. So, yeah, I'm happy as long as he's happy.
Where does genital happiness leave us? When it goes from kids happy to run around naked, yada, yada, to all of a sudden we're buttoned down and they've been sneaky nut time. Why can't we just be, oh, no, I'm comfortable being nude.
When I was in grade 3, my parents were called into the, to see the teacher or whatever, and were called in to say that it was, you know, I think it was the end of the year when we did swimming for a few months, and they said it's time for Nat to start wearing a full one piece because Speedos aren't enough anymore.
Oh, wow.
And that was when I was seven, so I was in grade 2, I think, or almost grade 3.
So you were, like, just wearing
just wearing Speedos, yeah, because that's...
Girls at 7 aren't doing
anything. At 7, yeah, exactly. And that's, I remember, the first time where they had to, like, I remember it being a thing, being made a thing in my mind that...
And it would have been
why do girls have to wear full-length ones? They're not, like, even the Speedos are uncomfortable.
It would have been pre-rashy too, because now it's really cool or acceptable that girls can wear, like, bikini bottom Speedos like a rash vest shirt, swimming shirt.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But there was no skin cancer, sun smart thing back then. Everyone just ran around with
a swim.
A stripe of zinc on their nose and they were nude or they wore Speedos and that was kind of it.
Someone put a swear word on their chest and let
iced it down.
But I remember I was in tears. I didn't want to look like a girl. Like I didn't want to. I remember they made us wear the full one piece and it had a little frill thing. It was gross. Oh. And I was crying, going, "This is crap. I look girly." And I just remember trying to understand. I could not fathom why suddenly nudity was a bad thing. But that was the first time it kind of got driven in. That was at 7 or 8.
Is nudity a bad thing, bro?
No.
Oh hell no.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I am comfortable with my nudity.
Yeah.
Bad thing?
Yeah, I'm fine with nudity. Yeah, it's good. It's
got
a thing.
Its place.
Meaning?
Like, you know.
Do you know where it doesn't have a place? When you're watching a film on a plane. Then I don't want any...
So true.
Then I feel so, like, I'm wanting to watch something. It's a great film. Mm. And then, oh, no, some character's got her boobs out. Oh, I feel weird watching this even though the plane gave it to me. I'm just here watching it.
I get you. Because I've been doing some international travel for work and I watched... I can't even remember what it was. No, I was watching, you know, when the particularly flying internationally gets dark and you can see lots of the glows of the screens.
Yeah.
Someone across the aisle 2 rows up was watching some film and I just kind of was half awake, asleep. I couldn't, whatever, looked up and there was the 2 people going at it. Now, they don't put porn on your in-flight systems.
It's not porn on a plane.
No.
Yeah.
I think for the same reason that they don't put air disaster films on a plane. People will just freak out, lose their shit, and something will go wrong.
Yeah.
But there was this couple going at it on this film, and I was transfixed. And then I went, it was a lady watching it. I felt at that point I couldn't, even if I was interested in finding out the film in context, I couldn't watch that. Because if that someone came along and said, "You're watching tits, you pervert."
Well, it's that thing when you're up in the air, you're more emotional as well, but you might also be more aroused as well as like that.
You would
cry a lot easier on the plane.
Why?
So you,
cry wanking is bad on the plane.
I'm loving this film. I was miming wanking there for the listeners and crying.
Really, does altitude affect you hormonally?
Yeah, because when you watch a film on a plane, you're a lot more emotional. And
I didn't realise this.
There's been a study in it because you're pretty much, you get into it because you're just trying to pass the time as well. So you're just, you're watching this watching this movie.
That's investing
so
yourself.
True,
yeah,
actually.
You invested in so, yeah. It's...
Maybe that's what happened to that guy recently. I think there was a 15-year-old girl who is suing United Airlines because a guy was masturbating during the flight and United Airlines didn't tell him to stop. You read
Jesus,
that?
No.
You can't even cry wank on a plane.
I know.
These days.
Bullshit!
These days.
How do you tell someone to stop? Excuse me, sir.
Get your hand off it, you pervert.
Would you like a hot
towel?
I
don't know why we have to worry about saying things in a nice
towel.
Way.
Yeah.
Hot towel? Yeah. Peanuts?
No. I always, my other fear around the, not the cry wanking thing, but the fact that people watching arousing films investing emotional, is that if you go onto a plane unprepared as a bloke, and I appreciate ladies don't have this problem, blokes, if you have your wet dream and you have it on the plane, there's no changing. There's no, oh, fuck, I've got to go get different undies or change my boxes. That doesn't happen on a plane. I'm not that prepared where I bring a change of boxes or pants or stuff on the plane with me. That's a serious fear I have. I'm
always prepared.
You carry a spare pair of jocks in your bag?
For a bloke?
No. What size are you, mate? I've got white fronts. I've got boxes. I've got trunks.
You never know.
Boy legs. You got.
But you know, your luggage might get lost. So at least you got backup for a couple
of days.
Well,
I've never had my luggage lost, so I'm unprepared.
But have you ever had a wet dream on a plane?
No, I haven't because I'm freaking paranoid about it.
So make sure it bats on off before it gets on.
Without revealing too much, yes. I'm paranoid.
Why don't you just shove some tissue down there just in case? Problem solved.
Why wouldn't I just put on a pair of Depends?
Well, why don't you?
Because I'm not incontinent, Brian.
Yeah, but it saves you in case, you know, there's the line or the person next to you falls asleep and you're stuck.
Oh, no, I have preferential. Whenever I travel internationally, I always travel in the aisle so that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That was the end of a really boring story.
Thanks to that. Awesome.
Josh Earl, if people want to track you down, you know, just generically, how can they do that?
On my website, joshearl.com.au, or Twitter. I'm on Twitter enough. So yep. Mr. Josh Earl is I.
Yes.
So, I'm there a lot.
Will you join me on the campaign to get Beck, a.k.a. Brocklesnitch, onto the Thing Committee? Because she doesn't think she's funny enough.
Get on it, Beck. I only know her through Twitter, and she's one of my favourites.
She smashes it, that girl.
If you're listening to this, Beck, get on. I want to listen to you.
Pro Brocklesnitch on Think Committee. Natalie Gronzi, how can people be, I don't know, Snapchatting you?
Please don't. I've got enough. Seriously.
Famous TV people show you enough cock, you don't need any more.
No, really mediocre ones. the cock, not the TV.
Yes. I'm appreciating what you're saying.
Twitter, Natalie Gronzi or at the Gronz.
Which
two?
I appreciate you have two. Was that separated because at one time you went, this is my professional?
Well, no, because my professional one is often way ruder than me talking.
They've just blurred.
But I just like, I find when I go to people's feeds, I like seeing their one-liners, if that's what they do. They do one-liners, like going and seeing that, not one-liner and then 37 replies, or God forbid that they at reply, you know, every single time someone asks them a question. So I've got one which I just talk to people or put up stuff, and the other one's just one-liners.
Stuff?
Yeah, just stuff.
No website, nowhere we can find show reels.
Nah, no way.
You're crying
there's
into
enough
a box of
this,
tissues
yeah.
at night. No, my career is shit.
Oh, it's so shit. And all of it's on YouTube. All of it's on YouTube. So if you're bored and you want to cry wank, look me up on YouTube.
Just before you get to Brian, I have a really quick question for the two TV nerds.
Yeah.
Josh, have you ever had a super embarrassing moment that has gone to air on television?
No, because I've only had a few, so no. Mm. It's always been very planned, and the one where it could have happened, it was all pre-recorded anyway, so they could have edited any of that stuff out.
And anything that was really embarrassing wasn't on air, like I warm up and I said something stupid and all.
No, yeah, exactly. No, so yeah, that warm up, I was the worst warm up person ever because I'm not a massive. Oh, hey, look at me, everyone. Which
smile.
I think you need to be in a warm up. I'm kind of like, oh, I'll do what I do. And
as
I'll,
much as you laughed, laughed louder.
Yeah,
hopefully you have a quiet energy. Like you're not like Mr. Shooter McGavin.
Exactly. Yeah. So who's a very good warm up guy? Shouldn't be Gavin. So nothing embarrassing has gone out. A lot of on radio, yes, but that's just the sketches we write for my radio show. So it's that's all out
intentional.
There. Yeah, that's just not non-talent.
Nat,
yes,
this is a safe space.
Oh,
I want you to know that you're amongst friends.
Yeah,
you can tell us anything or nothing.
What, like embarrassing things?
What is something you would consider to be embarrassing that's gone to air?
I don't care that much about what I'm not reasonable. Even shitting you. I don't care that much about what other people think of me to have done. Like, I've done things where I've gone, oh, that was shit, Gronzi. You're an idiot. Good luck having a job tomorrow. But I've never gone, oh, God, I'm mortified by that. And I've said really stupid things. I'll tell a Robbie Mills story. He'll love that.
Sure.
Because one night we did flashback to a horrible show that it was wonderful, called The Mint, which was on from midnight till 4 a.m. It was lots of what do you call it, those games?
It was in the heyday when the networks decided they could make some money by having phone call in
hot dogs up late
show.
Yeah, like that. But there was a lot of hosts and there was a lot more talking. It wasn't so much game stuff. We talked a lot about
and pre-social media too, so it had to be call in.
Yeah, and there was lots of, you know, they'd really hold off talking to people as much as possible. So you'd have, every now and then you'd go for 35 minutes where it's you talking at a camera and you're not really interacting with the other host and you haven't taken a call and you're just...
Infomercial with nothing to sell.
Oh, it's exhausting. but Robbie Mills had quite an extensive cheese platter last night and used to always try and do a sneaky fart, which the mics wouldn't pick up. And one night I used to sit behind the cameraman and, you know, just hump his head or do stupid things to try and distract him and make him lose his train of thought.
Ever the professional.
Of course, of course. Well, you've got to, it's 3:30 in the morning, you're exhausted.
You're entertaining yourself.
6 days a week, it's a long job. So
for that sweet scent.
Yeah.
For
those measly paychecks. So he one night has farted, but you could just see this fear. Oh, yeah, audibly. We're all laughing our heads off. But all of a sudden this wash of fear across his face and we just knew that he'd had too much faith in that fart and it was a lot. Yeah, he felt followed through hard. I was at that point I was just on the floor blowing snot bubbles out my nose. And there's the camera guys have zoomed in a bit. Like, it was just 3 minutes of Anakin. You can see in his face that he's like, Gronzi, just get over the other side of set and get on camera. But the word, that was only the tip of the iceberg. So they've finally cut to me and I'm losing it and I'm just talking about it. I haven't cared at this point.
He's squelched off set.
So he's run off set. But, of course, it's 3 a.m. Channel 9 wardrobe aren't there. They just leave out what we're wearing.
Oh.
So he's had to get out, take his pants off and washing them in a sink and drying them under a dryer. Anyway, it's taken him 30 minutes, in which case I've got no one to talk to and the game has gone down.
Oh,
so I'm
brilliant.
Talking around. Anyway, it took 35 minutes of him in the thing and finally they put on Richard Wilkins' keynotes to take over because the game had gone down and I had nothing. I'm like, anyway, I've got this rash and I was telling him about bad experiences with boyfriends and I'd just run out of everything. And then he's kind of walked out all meekly in his boxes going, I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, it's on YouTube. It's good fun.
Oh,
what are you talking about? Rob Mills shits himself?
I don't actually know. Do you know what to Google? You're good
I have
at the Google
no idea,
titles.
I'm going to find it.
It's so good.
That's going in the show notes, whatever that is. Wow.
It was a great... But that was embarrassing, but for him. Sorry, Bobby, I love you.
Well, he's now a very respectable theatre performer.
He's brilliant. He's one of the greatest, loveliest people. That, you know, just had a bit too much faith in a fart. God bless.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Having faith in a lot of bodily functions is a thing. It's just whether it pays off.
Yeah.
Bron exactly. Robinson, how can people be appointing themselves your cock deliverer?
On Twitter. That's it.
But what that is?
At Bronski_.
Wonderful. Well, the Thing Committee, ladies and gentlemen, exists entirely because not only do we have these wonderful people that come and tell us stuff to you know, talk about things, but we also want to hear what you think should be things so that we can decide them for you. We are the authoritative committee on things. Make sure that you find us on the book. We are on Twitter at Thing Committee. We are doing all sorts of things in your podcast feeds, whether it's Stitcher or Apple iTunes, those. All of these people today, incredibly funny and hilarious. I want to thank them. Yay for the people here.
Yay.
Yay.
If you're still listening, what the fuck, people? Beyond
take
that.
Take a photo of your cock.
Yeah, because Bron needs it.
I'd like to apologise formally for how guttural it was almost the entire time. We really, like, we know heaps smart stuff. We just thought we'd go against the grain. We all know that you think so highly of us that we just thought we'd keep it low brow. Oh,
we are the Thing Committee. Tune in next week.
You have just heard an unpopular podcast. Find more unpopular podcasts at unpopular.com.au.